USA Radio News.
The U.S. Senate started debating voting rights legislation on Tuesday, one day after Democrats failed to meet their symbolic deadline on Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Democrats need 60 votes to overcome a GOP filibuster on the legislation and end debate. All 50 Senate Republicans are opposed to the bill. Democrat Senators Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema are also holdouts. CDC data is showing the Omicron variant of the coronavirus is now responsible for 99.5% of U.S. cases. Brown School of Public Health Dean Dr. Ashish Jha spoke to CNBC.
I'm hoping that this really is the transition variant that gets us into a different footing for future variants and lets us manage them much more effectively.
And the GOP Doctors Caucus sent a letter to Dr. Anthony Fauci demanding he apologize for calling Senator Roger Marshall a moron. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Well, you've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and how his pillow's given me a great night's sleep. He continues to roll out new offers on his products. His latest on the towel sets. Now, towels aren't something you think about. I never knew what I was missing until I tried the towels last year. You've all helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today, and trust in Mike Lindell has given you a better night's sleep. Mike's now changing the game with his six-piece towel set. USA cotton, extremely absorbent, yet still providing that soft feel you look for in the towel. Two bath, two hand towels, two washcloths for a limited time, $39.95 using our promo code USA. It retails for over $100. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use this promo code USA to get this price of $39.99 on the towels, or call 1-800-951-8175.
The TSA is talking confiscated guns.
There's a new all-time record for the number of guns found at security checkpoints around the country. The TSA is saying 5,972 guns were discovered by officers last year. That easily surpassed the more than 4,400 guns found in 2019. 86% of the weapons found last year were loaded. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
School districts responsible for hundreds of Virginia schools are digging in their heels, saying they'll continue with mask mandates despite a new executive order from Governor Glenn Youngkin. The newly sworn-in governor issued an order on Saturday which allows parents to exempt their children from mask requirements imposed by schools. That order goes into effect on January 24th. And the White House wants to expand efforts to stop catastrophic wildfires by thinning forests. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to listeners. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the buy one, get one free special on Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Call 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA.
An L.A. crime spree has a George Soros-backed DA in hot water with the public.
Spiking crime in Los Angeles and criticism of District Attorney George Gascon calling for lenient charges and sentences for the offenders are fueling another effort to recall him. Los Angeles County Sheriff Alex Villanueva telling Fox News he's confident in the latest recall effort.
The recall is now gaining steam. There's a petition that's already being approved by the Registrar Recorder. That's going to be out in circulation, so the organizers are going to definitely do a probably better job this time than they did the last time, because they're more organized now and they're well-funded.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Representative Rodney Davis told Newsmax on Tuesday that the KN95 masks House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is forcing members to wear were bought in China with U.S. taxpayer money. Davis said those same masks were considered hazardous by regulatory standards until recently. According to the congressman, the federal government has purchased thousands of KN95 masks from China and are handing them out to members and their staff. All are mandated to wear them in the U.S. Capitol complex, including while on the floor of the House of Representatives. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.